We do have some breaking news. The jury in the Ron Medich murder trial has been discharged because it's a hung jury. The jury is trying to reach a verdict following a 7-week trial about whether or not property developer Ron Medich is guilty of the murder of businessman Michael McGuirk. Let's go live to 2GB's court reporter, Gil Taylor. Gil, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Bring us up to date.
Ben, after almost 3 weeks' deliberation, the jury has come back to Justice Jeffrey Bellew saying it couldn't reach a unanimous verdict or verdicts. The judge then normally, Ben, will instruct the jury to strive for a majority verdict. That instruction then wasn't given because in the jury note, it depicted the message that even with further deliberation, things were very unlikely to change in reaching even a majority verdict, preempting what could have happened. The judge left with no real alternative but to discharge this jury, which he thanked profusely. He said they'll be feeling a gamut of emotions now after serving and working so hard on this trial, but not reaching a verdict.
So what happens now, Gil?
Well, at the moment, Ben, they're discussing the bail conditions for Medich. The Crown most likely to go for a retrial. We'll find that out very shortly. For now, you would think that Medich would remain on bail as he has been through this trial. And we're just waiting for that outcome. But an extraordinary development. Not so much that it's a hung jury, but the fact that they apparently even in their notes included the votes that were made, in fact, the numbers that made up the varying positions. Mm. But, of course, the judge cannot disclose that to counsel or to us. And he made sure that the foreperson didn't mention the statistical numbers when he put him in the stand.
So they would need a unanimous verdict on something like this. And if they don't have it, there is an option to bring in a new jury and have a retrial.
There is. Whether they decide that is another matter, Ben, or yes, or just set for a possible retrial at a later date. It now could be some time, months, we don't know, before this trial can get underway again. If in fact it is, you'd have to say there will be a retrial at this point. But that's all being discussed now, and we seem to have some of the reporters re-emerging from court now.
All right, I'll let you go and do that because I know that you're concerned that there might be a bit of activity outside of court. We'll talk to you soon, Gil.
Thanks, Ben.
Gil Taylor, 2GB's court reporter. So the jury in the Ron Medich murder trial has been discharged because it's a hung jury. We don't know what the next move will be, and I'm not at all surprised. I often think that I'm surprised that this doesn't happen more often. If you think about it, getting 12 strangers in a room and expecting them all to come up with the same decision is quite an ask. And sometimes the judge will say, no, go back. Because they'll say, we don't have a unanimous verdict. All right, go back. Keep working. Keep discussing it until you do. But you will have cases where people just aren't prepared to budge. And sometimes you might have one juror who's on their own who says, no, I think the person's not guilty and everyone else thinks guilty. Or the person might think, not guilty when everyone else thinks guilty. And they'll say, go back, and then they keep on discussing it until they get a unanimous verdict. But on this occasion, it's obviously a strong split because the judges decided, okay, well, we'll have to discharge this jury altogether. We'll wait to find out the next step.